Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
No, I don't remember who that was, but
he said,
Yes, be polite. Thank you.
Blank.
You remember that comedian?
No.
Do you remember that what he said?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, she not here with me today.
I'm here. So, what kind of things would you like, since you are a spouse?
What would you like
for your spouse?
For me today?
Yeah.
I like for him to come home.
Yeah.
And say, wife, you are so beautiful.
Oh, see, just simple words. Kind words.
Wait.
Okay,
I like to see a bouquet of roses.
Okay.
Pink, red, and purple.
Oh.
Love. Yes, and I like that. And then, you know, even if he would send me a cute little text.
Yeah.
And say, I love you, and thank you for being such a good wife.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Hey. You know, that would be nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, National Spouses Day. Just, you don't have to go all out. You don't have to blow $100. But, you know, something like, oh, but he, and then it's for you also to acknowledge.
Right. What's wrong with you?
To show acknowledgement and to show appreciation. So, and to spend quality time. So we just sit on the couch,
right?
Have a little bubbly, a little wine,
uh-huh.
And just watch a good movie.
Yes.
Or two.
Yes.
And that's us spending time together. Netflix night. So that's how I would like to spend my spouse day.
That is so nice. Yeah. And I say, let me pretend I'm having one.
Oh, don't pretend.
Nah, mine real, honey. Mine real.
Because it's coming, girl. It's coming. Woo! I can't wait.
You're excited. Ooh.
Oh, I am. I can't wait to plan the shower, the bridal shower, the engagement party. I can't wait to help you plan all that stuff. I'm so excited.
I know. I need to go pound dressing now.
Woo-hoo. Oh, okay.
Yeah, girl. But I would like, the word someone speaking. Kind words of, you know, encouragement, supportive, got your back. But this really, you know, nowadays, I don't really have to go out, you know, but every now and then it's nice to go out with your spouse and enjoy them. But, you know, since Valentine's is around the corner, it'll be good to go out now because you can, you know, it won't be so crowded. Because, you know, February 14th, everybody's going to be celebrating Valentine's. So it'd be nice to go out and have, you know, a cocktail or, you know, some kind of bubbly, or get a room, a hotel room.
Oh, just get it some quiet time.
Yes, and spread rose all day.
In hotel.
Candlelight.
Woo!
And I know, just whisper in each other's ear.
You know, bring up that fire. Ooh, you talking about reigniting the passion.
Reigniting the fire.
And the passion. Woo!
Oh, ma'am.
I don't know why I'm talking about hot enough money, but that's sweet.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, because I'm ticklish. So if somebody try to whisper in my ear, I'd be like, oh, you know, I can't take it. I can't help how I feel.
Okay, we got you.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Woo, back to the flames of fire. So today is National Spouse Day. So treat your spouse kindly.
Yeah.
Say something to them. You
like,
know.
Thank you.
And if your friend on Facebook, post a picture.
Yeah.
And
say something sweet.
Say something sweet.
That would really be
This is my spouse. Acknowledge them. Acknowledgement. That's all that people
want.
Really.
Yeah.
Acknowledge me.
And quality time.
Yeah, quality time. That's your
spend team. Time with people.
Yeah, because you lose track of that as you, you know, sometimes.
Working.
Working and, you know.
Raising kids.
Raising children. Yeah, you go ahead and answer, Gary, because you know how they answer.
No, I'm just agreeing with whatever you're saying.
You said it before I said it.
You can hear it say it, though.
I'm trying to, but I can't
hear it. I know what you're about to say.
Holy Lord.
Yeah, we finish each other's sentences. It's just this twin thing.
Uh-huh.
It's just, you know, today has been kind of ooky. I don't know what it is.
I don't know, girl.
Maybe because it's National Spouse Day.
Yeah, what you want to do?
I don't know. Sit down and watch a Netflix.
With your spouse.
Now, I appreciate that.
You need some me time, too.
Yes!
I give you that time space
yeah,
to say is that
oh,
you
I
can take the children and you can have some free time and send you to the spa.
Yeah.
So get your face, I mean your feet down.
Fix your face, honey.
Fix your face. Get your microdermabrasion.
Fix your feet.
Yeah, get your feet chiseled out. Get your nails done. Yeah.
Get your head did.
I think a facial is the best thing for him or her.
Really?
Yes, facials are awesome. I've had one this a year ago, and it was so delightful. I really enjoyed it. I really
it relaxed
it did. A his or her massage.
Oh, yeah.
That's facial. Nice, too.
His or her facial.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So what kind of facial did you do?
Oh, it's so long ago when I changed it. But it was good. It was better than any massage I ever had because I've had several people.
They massage your face?
They massage my face. I mean, it was feeling out there for hours. I was so relaxed. And it depends on the esthetician that you have that's working with you because I felt really comfortable with the one that I had. So.
Really?
Yes, but that would be a great gift.
And they don't touch your lips, man.
No.
I
don't know how to touch my lips, honey. I'm appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah, so make sure you do something special or say something special or whisper. Try to whisper in your spouse's ear. Hopefully they won't slap your lips off. But, you know, because they're not used to it. But that's why you got to get back in the mode. Unless you are one of those couples that has, you know, always been romantical.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That is awesome. I love this thing. I never knew about Saturday.
And I know they have Sweetest Day. And what is Sweetest Day?
Sweetest Day is in October. And that's when, you know, you get your sweetie. Spouse, I think you're supposed to be married to him. Sweetie is just your sweetheart, which you can be married to him. So, you know, spouse get every day. They get Valentine's, Sweetest Day, National Spouse Day. Just get acknowledgement all year round. That's what I'm talking about. If you are a spouse or you have a spouse, I hope that you are out here doing what you should be doing, acknowledging your spouse and making things dynamite. Oh, my goodness. It's such a fun day. I'm glad I found out about this day because I will all forever keep it in my memory that it is Spouse Day. And that it is time to recognize your spouse. Because everyone needs a little acknowledgement. Everyone needs a little pat on the back. Everyone needs a little sugar and a little hug. A hug, you couldn't imagine what a hug or a smile would do to a person a day. If you just gave them the acknowledgement and that hug, oh my God. Or, you know, just a little, like Angel was saying, a text message to say, hello. Oh, well, you remember that song? Hello? Is it you? I'm taking love. Yeah. You remember that?
Oh, I can't even remember the song. But it's something like that.
Yes. So make sure you acknowledge your spouse.
Absolutely.
Ah!
And as we continue on today, we would have loved to have played some wonderful music for you. But since we're having sex with the Mistro, we are just going to talk to you and let you know that you have to appreciate the one you're with and spend that awesome quality time with them that I know you love them and just be there. I mean, it's nothing like having someone there when you need someone, or just to have someone there, period. It's a great thing. Kind of a weird day today. But everything's going to be all right. Yes, I did. We are loving life. We are loving the show. Oh. Talk to the twins. We are on remote now. We're on the move. We are riding mobile. We are remote tonight. And we are rolling. Woo!
That's a nice one.
I
on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you know what? I want to hear Dave Palmer. I love that song.
Oh, yeah.
Home.
Let's go, baby, so I can sing.
Yes. Here we go, Dave Palmer on PNP Talk to the Queen.
I can't wait to come home. Yeah. It's the only place I want to be. I already know why. I mean, it's more than that, but... You know why, though. Yeah. I ain't even got to say it no more. I know I'm on my way, though. Get ready.
Early in the morning when I'm standing at attention, I'm missing your attention and the smell of your loving all over me. I mean all over me. Nothing better than waking up to perfection. So perfected, it's leaving me with no question that this is where I want to be. To put it in perspective, I've given up the quest now.
I can't wait to come home. Even though my first name's smoking, baby, I'm
drinking. Oh, yeah.
Work for this holiday, you can put in some work to your spouse. Is that right?
Yes. Love and appreciation. Love and appreciation and acknowledgement and attentiveness. Yes, attentive. Be attentive. Acknowledge your spouse on today. It is National Spouses Day. We're happy to broadcast on this day and let you know what it is. It's a national holiday. I can't believe it. I can't even believe it's a national holiday.
Yes.
I think I know what I'm going to do today for my spouse.
Ooh, you want to tell
me? Yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to make him a nice hot tub bath. Get him soaked up like a poke chop. Get him marinated.
All right, a little TMI.
For me. Okay, you ready, spouse? He going to get you in a hot tub.
So funny.
Wow. Okay. Well, I hope you're thinking out there about what you're going to do for your spouse if you have one. If you don't have one, keep praying on, honey, because he's a coming and she's a coming. They're on their way. Don't worry about it because there's someone for everyone.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yes, we've seen it today. And today, honey, yes, we have. So don't forget, today is National Spouse Day. Remember that, January 26th, every day, all day, National Spouse Day. So send a text message. Leave a voice message. Send him a hug. I'll give him a hug. Send him a kiss. Post a picture of your friends on Facebook. Not too late. It's not too late. You have until midnight to do something.
No, it's right. And don't forget that we are on every Tuesday, every Thursday. We will be adding a brand new show on Talk to the Twins. We're excited. So stay tuned so you can find out what we're up to next.
Yes, you never know what we're going to be doing.
Yes.
Because we are Butterfly and
Angel Wing.
That's too much.
Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
And don't forget, the Apex Award is in Atlanta, Georgia. And the Georgia Pacific Building is going to be so phenomenal. And we will be there as your host, a presenter for the award. We're so excited.
Yes.
Remember to get your ticket, www.apexmuseum.org, and you can get your $25 for general admission, $50 for VIP, and you want to be VIP.
Okay.
So, yes. So, don't forget the Apex Awards. You'll see us there. Yes, the Twice Twins, Angel Wing, and Butterfly will be in the building. So, you need to be there so we can say hello, darling. We love you, and thanks again for tuning in to PNP. Talk to the Twins.
You are listening to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Have a safe and blessed night, everyone. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
No!
We love you.
Yeah.
Have a blessed night. Cheerio.